Now, Bjor Kirkegwina, or West Kerry Brewery, was one of the big winners this week at the Irish Food Writers Guild Awards 2023. Its Golden Ale, Bale Bon, won the Irish Drink Award. Now, the brewery was set up back in 2008 by Adrienne Heslin at the family pub Tigbrick in Ballyferrisher, and she joins us now to talk more about this. Adrienne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Massive congratulations to you. You won the Irish Drink Award at the Food Writers Guild. So, massive congratulations to you. Was it a shock?
Total shock. Completely not a surprise. I have known since last November and really put it on the back burner of my mind. But yeah, it's just really surprised.
So will you tell us about the brewery? There's a long family history there with the pub. You might just tell us a bit about it.
Sure. Well, the pub is over 100 years old, and it was my late partner's family business. He unfortunately died in 2001, and I've been at the helm ever since. The pub has a massive history. So my daughter would be fifth generation, and it's come down through her dad and before him, her grandmother, and before her, her father and his father. So there's a lot of history there. And when I started the brewery, the reason really for me was to try and get people in the door of the pub. I never foresaw packaging the beer or supplying it to other outlets. It just gathered legs. So over the years, we started bottling, started kegging, supplying other pubs, supplying off licenses, restaurants, and that kind of thing. And the whole thing essentially was customer-driven in that. That's where the spark came from, visitors from abroad coming to the pub, inquiring about local beer. And back in the early 2000s, there was no local beer. So, it was just one thing led to another, and here we are today.
And you have 17 beers now.
We have brews in excess of 17, but our core range is 4.
And will you talk to us about the Bale Bon then that won this award?
Yeah. So the Bale Bon, it's a go-to golden ale. It's a very easy drinkable beer. Very tasty in that there's nothing arresting about it. It's sweet from the barley, a lot of malted barley. There's caramel, which is bringing caramel. There's crystal malt, which brings like a biscuit taste to it. So that adds to the mouthfeel. And then the hops you use are English hops and American. And it's the addition of the American hops that brings a lovely citrus, refreshing finish to the beer. So very satisfying beer. And also the fact that the water is my own. It is literally 150 feet below the brewery. And we're using a fresh finish as well. And that has a massive impact on the flavour profile of your beer. The identity of the beers are very, very connected to the grounds that they're produced on.
And do you have much of a team now working with you?
I do. I'm quite fortunate in that we've a lovely team. Essentially in the brewery, it's myself and Daniel and Pat. They both work full time, and Daniel is in charge of production now. And that's the brewery. And then the pub, Paul, he's the head barman. He's been with me, 22 years, that kind of time. And then my mom, she followed me down, if you like, left Dublin, sold up, and she's been very involved. And then I would have like housekeeping because I have guest rooms. And I also have a maintenance man, John Holden. So it's a small team. It's anywhere between 3 to maybe 6 or 7 when the season is going. I'd have part-time staff as well for the pub and that.
You mentioned that you sell the beer on to other pubs as well. Would that just be in the general Kerry area, or would it be a wider area?
It is wider in that I do have a wholesaler in Dublin. Not a lot of people will find our beer because our production capacity is so small. So we're constantly chasing our tail. You know, it's like when you're boiling water in a kettle, you can only boil the amount that fits in the kettle. So it's very like that with us. Our brewery is only able to process and produce 800 litres at a time, and we're brewing about twice a week, and as we go into the summer now, 3 times a week. And then our packaging is very hands-on. Like, it takes 3 days to empty a tank into bottles, 500ml bottles. So there's nothing automated or flash about it. It's very hands-on. were very widely available on the Dingle Peninsula in goat bottle and keg. Because Dingle is a very visited place, I mean, having enough to leave the peninsula can sometimes be challenging. But as I say, we have a wholesaler in Dublin, and he has a nationwide distribution, primarily to Galway and Cork. You know, they're two very foodie-orientated parts of the world, or parts of the country, and that's where we're seeing our beer being enjoyed alongside good food, good local food, you know.
And would you plan to keep it like that, to keep it small batch, or would you have plans down the line to expand?
I'd have plans, Mary, to be honest. There's a lot of running, kind of slight headless chicken-y, which are constantly under pressure. So from a business perspective, it's bad practice, it's bad business. It would be easier if we were slightly more automated, slightly bigger. But it's an incredibly cash-hungry business. Every piece of equipment you buy costs an awful lot of money. I suppose the short answer is yes, I want to expand, but not... So we grew 5 barrels, I'll put it like that. I would like to be 15 barrels.
Adrian, I know you mentioned you're available, whether it's in the keg or in the bottle, and people will be able to find you around Kerry. You have a website as well, West Kerry Brewery, where people can check you out as well.
We do, and we also have an online shop. So you can actually buy the beer online and we post it to you.
Adrian, we're going to leave with you there for a moment. Thanks so much for joining me, and massive congratulations to you all again on the award.
Thanks so much, Mary.
Adrian Heslin, their founder of Bjork Corcuigina, or the West Kerry Brewery, which won the Irish Drink Award for its Golden Ale, Bale Bonn, at the Irish Food Writers Guild Awards 2023 this week. A huge achievement, and congratulations again to all involved in the brewery.